Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I love saying that a million times every day. Good morning. Good afternoon. And that's only because when I start a show, I want everyone to be as excited as I am. So good afternoon. Today's show is going to be a lot of fun and very interesting. We're going to learn something. We're going to share something. But I wanted you to meet this guest because she really liked what I was doing, and she had me as a guest on her show. And I said, you know what, with everything that you have going on, everyone has to meet you. I definitely have to have you on Ask Sharifa Videocast. So she is here with me today. But before I go ahead and bring her on, you know, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that's to go ahead and share this interview, because friends, don't let friends miss out on Ask Sharifa. So if you're just now joining us in the chat room, please feel free to say hi, say hello, send some love. Let us know you're there on this interview. If you have questions, if you have comments, please add them to the comments section, and I'll be sure to let our guests know what you have to say. So today's guest is Timbi Becca, and she has a podcast called She Breaks Through. Good afternoon, Timbi. How are you?
Afternoon, Sharifa. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. I love the excitement. I love the energy of this live stream.
Yes, you got my, Timbi, you got my Monday energy. I'm not always like this. I'm not always like this. Usually I'm a little bit more settled. So this is my Monday. We're ready to take over the world. We're going to do it energy. Come Friday, you know, I might be like, yes, we tried.
Love it. Let's keep the Monday energy going.
Yeah, so we'll keep it going. Timbi, She Breaks Through podcast. Tell us what made you decide to do a podcast like that?
Okay, so this is interesting. I completely came from a different environment where I was in real estate. And real estate is all about men. No offense to our guys, but that's what real estate is all about. And I was like, I need to create something which is for women, which is going to bring women empowerment. We should really leave the women empowerment and share how other women are breaking through. And that's how I started this podcast, She Breaks Through, where I interview women like you, Sharifa, who've broken through and are doing great things out there in the world.
Okay. Now tell us your story, because I know it wasn't just the real estate. You have an incredible story as well. Give us a little bit about your history and your background.
Absolutely. So Timbi, I'm originally from Zimbabwe. For those of you who are not sure, that's in Africa. I came to Canada. I moved to Canada about 18 years ago. I was in a relationship which was very uncomfortable. And so I moved leaving that relationship and leaving my 10-month-old baby at that time to Canada. And when I got settled in Canada, my goal coming to Canada was to empower women. I had this vision and this dream that I was going to change women's lives in Zimbabwe. But you know, you get to a new country, you get settled, and you try to chase life, and you're trying to live life, you know, like everybody else. And I had come here with only $5 in my pocket. So I'm trying to settle and get a good life. And eventually I went to nursing school, trained as a nurse. But still, I still had that gap and that void and that voice calling me, my calling me, saying, Timbi, the women are waiting for you. And so I kept trying, went into real estate, invested in real estate, kept trying doing different things just to kind of just bring that energy for the women, just to bring that calling aligned with what I was doing. And a few years ago, I went back to Zimbabwe and I realized my calling was reignited. I say my passion was reignited. That lioness within me was revamped. I realized that women were still stuck in abusive relationships. Women were so uncomfortable in their lives, and they just didn't, they were not living lives to the fullest. And so I decided that I was going to find a way to make these women earn more money, so that they don't have to be stuck in uncomfortable situations because of their finances. So I started a training program, the virtual assistant training program, where I train women to be virtual assistants and eventually connect them with jobs.
Wow. I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about your virtual assistant training program, but I don't want to gloss over any of the excellent points that you have. With She Breaks Through podcast, can you tell us a little bit of maybe about your favorite interviews or any interviews that or stories that stand out for you, aside from mine? I know you remember me already. other than that.
Absolutely. Yours, Sherifa, does stand out. But besides yours, there's quite a few which stand out. The first one, I would say, it's one of the first few interviews I did with a lady called Mae McCarthy. She is well known as the $100 million builder. And she talks about gratitude, the importance of gratitude. And that interview stood out for me. And I've interviewed her 3 times already. And every time I talk to her, there's something I get out of it about how it's so important for us to be grateful and gratitude. And now I have a gratitude journal. I never used to have one. After listening to her, I started having a gratitude. That's really one which has stood out for me. And there's so many more. Recently, I interviewed another friend, Laura Brandenburg. That one was such an amazing interview as well. Just to listen and to hear the ease and grace she had building her business and transitioning from a 9-to-5 to just building this successful business with ease and grace.
Oh, wow. So gratitude. So you said you didn't used to be asked practice as much gratitude or using gratitude, but after interviewing her 3 times, then now you focus more on gratitude as well.
It's the first thing I do every time I wake up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every time I wake up, I just write my gratitude journal. And that really came from Mae McCarthy.
So you say you have a gratitude journal?
Yes.
Okay, so what's in the gratitude journal?
Every morning I just write what I'm grateful for. I'm mm-hmm. grateful for, of course, life, but I'm grateful for my business. And I state the things I'm grateful for every day. Something happens every day. Like today, I was feeling a little bit low because of something which happened. And then I had a call with somebody who lifted my spirit up. So in my gratitude journal tomorrow, I could just write grateful for Rachel and grateful for realizing that there's so many women out there who are impacting other people's lives. Grateful for this, grateful for the interview with Sherifa who shared me with her audience, such things like that.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm grateful to be included in the Grateful Journal. So that's wonderful because we discussed it actually last week on one of the interviews on one of the shows. I was telling people that one of the things that I do when I'm feeling low to raise my spirits is I literally walk around and I thank God for certain things, like just the simplest things, because when we always want more, we always feel like we need more, we have to have more, we have to have this, we have to have that, but we don't always take the time to be thankful or have gratitude for the things that we have. And so I just like to appreciate everything that I have. And that always, always, absolutely always lifts my spirits for me to just remember what I have and not only to focus on what I wish that I had. So that's beautiful. I hope more people go and do a gratitude journal. So again, on She Breaks Through, your podcast, please let me know what are some of the guests that you might be interested in, because I know our viewers are always trying to spread their story and get the word out about what they're doing.
Absolutely. I love talking to women, especially entrepreneurial women, business women who have, because we all have gone through struggles. As a businesswoman, you have gone through struggles. So I want you to come to my podcast and share what are the things which you did to get off those struggles, to have that breakthrough, because we all have struggles. What are the 3 things which you did? And that's one of the questions I ask, to have those major breakthroughs, and how can my audience implement those things? Because a lot of women out there, you know, Sherifa, we see a lot of these things saying, oh, I started a business and last year I was working, making on food stamps, and this year I'm making $5 million a year. And then nobody shares what happened. They make it seem like, oh, it's just been so simple and so smooth. And they just woke up one day and they had $5 million in their bank account. I need to know the real struggles. I need to know, okay, so before you went to the 5 million, what did you have to do? What are the struggles, the mindset shift you had to do to do that? Because it's not just about the actions we take. It's also about the mindset. So if you have a story like that where you want to share and you have strategies which you can help our audience implement, I would love to have you on my podcast.
Okay, so let's talk about you. So they'll definitely do that. Let's have the website address where people can contact you.
www.mynamewhichistembebega.com. That's the easiest way. There's a contact form. Contact us. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us.
Absolutely. And it's Tembebega. And we're going to go ahead and put her website, tembebega.com, in the comment in the post itself, so you'll definitely be able to find us. So you mentioned briefly at the beginning of this interview about your struggle, your personal struggle. You had to leave, but tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey and some of the struggles that you had to go through in order for you to be a success.
Wow. There is so much we know with the entrepreneurial journey. As I mentioned, my entrepreneurial journey started in real estate. I started investing in real estate. And for me, the biggest struggle I had was believing in myself. As an immigrant, as a Black woman, it was so hard for me to believe that anybody could take their money and invest in me, like invest, buy real estate with me, because I didn't have a lot of money. So that's one thing which I really had to go through, seeing people believe in me, seeing people just honor me and respect me for who I was. I had to go through a big mindset shift. And that didn't come just because I just decided, okay, I'm going to go through this big mindset shift. I started investing in my education. I invested in reading. I started reading. I never had read books a lot. When I say read, I mean audiobooks, because I don't like reading. So I started listening to a lot of audiobooks. I started listening to podcasts. I listened to podcasts left, right, and center. I started binge listening to podcasts. And with that, my mindset started shifting from I can't to I can. So that was the big shift for me in regards to the business. And then when I moved into the online coaching business, where my goal was to teach women in Africa and empower women in Africa, I really struggled as well, because at first my belief told me that people in Africa don't have money to pay. There's no way I'm going to make money out of this. I should stick in real estate. And I did. I at one time I was kind of dabbling in between both the real estate industry and women. And I was confused. I'm like, what am I doing? Because I was so worried that I wouldn't make enough money from these to pay my bills. But then the mindset as well shifted. You know, I went from that mindset that it's not about the price, it's about the value. It's about how much value do people see in my training program for them to invest in it? How much value do people see in my training program so for them to invest in it? And really, with that, with those mindset shifts, for me, it's been the big one has been mindset. I still struggle with it every day. Like this morning, I was like, I don't know if I can do this. This is so much work. I started a virtual assistant agency. After I trained these women, I realized also they also had a mindset shift to say, there's no way somebody can employ us. So they still want to work under me. They still want to work under our training program. And so because of that, we had to start a virtual assistant agency to help them get through that. And they're smart, brilliant women, but they just don't have the confidence. And I still try to re-enroll them in that. And even with that, there's challenges. If you've ever started a virtual assistant agency, there's so many things you have to figure out. It's not like it just comes in and goes. There's so many things you have to figure out. It's all about mindset. It's all about mindset.
What are some of the steps maybe that you took personally in order to change your mindset? Because when we speak about mindset, you know, I'm kind of like what you were saying earlier about how people will say, I was here, now I have $5 million. And you want to go, okay, how did you get here? What was that like? Because you're saying, okay, at first I'm like, nobody's going to invest with me. I'm a little Black woman, and this is what they see. And then you changed your mindset and started your own virtual assistant business, as well as your podcast, She Breaks Through. So sometimes, like I tell people, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is when I was going through it, the worst of it, I literally stood in the mirror and I would tell myself, Sharifa, I love you. If nobody else in the world loves you, I love you and God loves you, and that's enough. Then by the next day, I would say, Sharifa, your parents love you and you love you and your kids love you and God loves you. And then the next day I'll be like, and by the time I finished, it were so many people that loved me, you know, because I would name them individually and I would feel better. I would feel the love. I would feel like I can do it. What are some of the actual steps that you took to change your mindset to feeling from feeling that no one would invest with you to, hey, I got this?
Yeah, that's a very good, I love that. So the first thing, as I said, I started listening to podcasts and I invested in a mentor. Mentors really will protect your confidence, because most times we don't feel like we can do it. And when somebody who's like a mentor starts believing in you and starts sharing, oh my God, you are so smart. You're brilliant. Wow, I can't wait to see what you're going to produce at the end. You start, those little things start reaffirming that you can do it. As you're saying, they start reaffirming that you can do it. But there's one thing which I also started doing. Remember how I shared earlier on that Mae McCarthy, the gratitude lady, helped me. I started writing, and I think I got this tip from Mae McCarthy. I can't remember, but I started writing every morning the things I was going to achieve by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So on top of my gratitude journal, every morning I say, I am doing this by 2019. I am doing this. Okay, so I'll tell you something, guys. I'll tell you, this is so interesting. I started writing in January. I said one of the things I wrote is I'm going to meet Oprah by December 2019. That sounds ridiculous, right? You're like, there's no way. How is that going to happen? Like, Oprah doesn't even know me. And recently, Oprah releases her tickets and she's got this meet and greet package. And I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. So everything I write for myself and every day, and I usually give myself a year timeline, happens. So now that's also another reaffirmation of my confidence booster saying, oh my God, this happens. This is very possible. There's so many things I can share. Like last year I wrote, I'm going to be the Launch Club spokesperson, which is a community I'm part of. And it happened. So those little things, when I start reinvesting, I think in my belief, believing that I'm going to do. So if you have doubts that you're going to do something, start writing it down every day and just start reaffirming it in yourself and telling yourself that's what you're going to be. And those results, it's just going to happen. I can't explain that. It sounds weird, but it's universe or God or whoever you believe in just working for you and interceding for you.
Absolutely. If you write it down and make it plain, you can manifest it. The other thing is when you write something down, you become clear on what you want. I love the aspect that you said, including the date, because it's specific. Mm-hmm. When you have something that's specific, it allows God or the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, to bring it to you. But if you don't know what you want, how do you expect anybody else or anything else to know what you want? So write it down, make it plain, be specific on your goals and what you want. I love it. I love your positivity. I love that you are focused on helping people and helping women, because often we don't have that same push in business as entrepreneurs as men do. So again, if you are just now tuning in to Ask Sharifa Videocast, we are speaking with Tembi Becca. She's an amazing lady. She has her own podcast, She Breaks Through. So if you're a woman entrepreneur, you have your own business, you want to get the word out about what you're doing, you definitely want to check out She Breaks Through podcast. You can find out information or use the contact us at TembiBecca.com. Also, one of the things that we came on here to talk about is Tembi just started another aspect of her business, which is virtual assistant. So now, if you need help, because I know we all do, you can get help through virtual assistants. But why virtual assistants, Tembi? Out of everything in the world, you were doing real estate, you're doing this podcast. I mean, was it just because the women were sitting around, like we wanted work and we don't know how to make that? But why virtual assistants?
I had no intentions whatsoever 3 months ago or even 6 months ago to have a virtual assistant agency. No intentions. My goal and my passion was to empower women in Africa. And this is not just women in Africa, women everywhere. But my goal was to empower women. So if you go to my website, you'll notice that I have a breakthrough mastermind. I have a safari trip to Africa. Like, you're like, what is she doing? There's so many things going on. It's because the agency wasn't even on my platform at that time. It wasn't even on the platform. My goal was to empower women, and how I was going to empower women was to take women from North America to Africa so they could reconnect with their purpose. And that's really how the plan I had, and I was going to do it, and it was easier. Then I went to Zimbabwe. I moved back to Zimbabwe. And when I moved there, Sharifa, I realized, and I had this grand idea that I was going to go and teach them how to start selling their products online. Mm-hmm. And I got there and I realized how far distant that was. Like, these people just wanted food on the table. They wanted money to pay their bills. Mm-hmm. They didn't have time to start thinking about getting other apps to start selling their products online. They needed money right now. And that's when I said, okay, I guess I'm going to teach them how to be virtual assistants. And I had collected laptops here thinking, I probably will meet people who don't have laptops. Turns out half of them didn't have laptops. So I had to give them all the laptops I had collected so they could use. And I trained them to be virtual assistant so they can create income. My goal wasn't to be a virtual assistant agency. My goal was to make an impact in this world and change the world for a better place. Help women be self-sufficient so they're not stuck in abusive relationships because of money. But God has a way of doing things. God just aligns you with your vision and aligns. As I said, I didn't know how I was going to create income with that. But God just created this pathway and said, this is how you're going to do it. And I started this virtual assistant agency because of the ladies. They, once they graduated, they said, you know what, Tembi, we're not ready to go out there and fly. We still need your hand holding. And I was like, okay. I guess I'm starting a virtual assistant agency. That's how it happens.
No, I love it. I love it. But one of the things you said you went over to Africa and you found out that these women just wanted to put food on the table. These women wanted to just pay their bills. And even though we talk about the women, you know, those women were in Africa, I think that's really pretty much everyone in the world. When people ask me about my start and why I got started, I tell them it just simply came down to my kids said, Mom, we're hungry, and I'm like, I have to feed these kids. That was the motivation behind a lot of what I'm doing. So it's whether you're in Africa, whether you're in America, Australia, Japan, Russia, doesn't really matter. I think to a certain extent, we all have that same motivation to take care of our families, to feed our families, to be able to pay our bills and maintain our lives. But I think it's wonderful that what you're doing. So when we talk about virtual assistants, Tembi, what are some of the services or what are some of the things that these virtual assistants are able to do or help us with?
Yeah, so they can do, if you're familiar with the launch industry, they can do anything related to product launch. So basically they are launch VAs. So they can help you with your videos, edit your videos, social media graphics, your podcast editing, summits they are doing. We have two summits going on right now in this VA. Some of the VAs are managing the summit, telesummit management. They can do anything really related to our online industry. They have different skills because obviously they have their own backgrounds and they're very well educated women. But really the main things I would say in the online industry is helping you do your launch, helping you with the social media management, helping you with telesummits, helping you with your podcast.
I need help. I need help with my video cast, with my podcast, with my in the news PR. I have so many different businesses sometimes that I just want to go take a nap. Have you ever had that experience where you're just like, let me just go take a nap because it's just too much and there's no one to help me. Am I alone on that or is like
No. You know, it's count me in. That we all, I used to be like that until I had these VAs.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I said. So I'm going to have to get some of those VAs so they can help from anywhere, remotely. They're virtual, obviously, so they can help with any. Okay, I think I'm about to write down some tasks, some things that I need done because I can tell you right now, I definitely need some help. So again, if you are just now tuning in, we are having an incredible conversation with Tembi Becca. Tembi Becca is not only the host of She Breaks Through, but she's starting her own division with virtual assistants. And so we're finding out about it, her journey, her struggles. And if you have any questions or comments, please add those to the comments section. I definitely want to thank Dr. G. Alfred Palmer, Leroy Glover, Karen, Victoria, Ty, so many people who are tuning in. If you have some questions for Tembi, definitely add it to the comment section. I also want to go ahead and say, if you are looking to get out there as far as exposure and you are a woman, you definitely want to visit her website at TembiBecca.com and hit that contact us button and let her know about you. Maybe you'll be the next guest on She Breaks Through. So Tembi, you're doing a lot. You have so much going on. What are some of the things that you would like to see or that are, you know, that you may have written down? No, you're going to go ahead and we're going to claim that for you meeting Oprah. But what are some of the things that you would like to see for yourself?
Yes. So one of the things, a lot of things, but one of them is this year, my goal is to speak on 17 live stages and 30 offline stages. So far, I am far from reaching that goal. I have spoken on two live stages, and for the offline stages, I've spoken on quite a few, actually. I might reach that goal, but I don't give up on my goals. I don't give up on my goals. So if anybody has a podcast where they want to bring somebody who can inspire their audience and just help them, or you want to talk about delegation or reaching your purpose, I'll be very available to help you with that. But having said that, about the live stages, this is something I started writing as well, saying I'm going to be on these live stages. I got confirmed as a speaker on one of the biggest stages I've ever been to, Inbound. There's 24,000 people who are going to be at Inbound, and I am so honored. Jada Pinkett Smith is the keynote speaker there, and I'm so honored to be one of the speakers as well. And so those are some of the things which I'm looking at, and basically getting my name out there and just being on podcasts and being on live stages.
Jada Pinkett Smith, you know, we all love Jada Pinkett Smith as the keynote speaker. That's amazing to be in the same event, you know, considered. I would be blown away. Tell us this. This is one of the questions I'm often asked the most. How do you prepare for your speeches?
Okay. I do a lot of meditation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would call it a maybe it is preparation. Yeah, I had to laugh because I was like, I don't know if I prepare. But I do a lot of meditation. I pray a lot. I'm a Christian, so I do a lot of prayer for myself before I do anything. And I practice it. I really practice. I write it down, and I have the structure of my speech and what I'm going to be talking about, and I just go over it. This one is in September, so I still haven't started, but starting in June, I have to start writing it and start preparing and just keep kind of memorizing it, and not really kind of don't want to go there and be like a stooge reframing what. So memorizing might not be the right word, but get familiarity with that. And I do a lot of praying before I speak, and that's really what helps me.
I like to ask that question about preparing for an interview, because some people will say, oh, I don't do anything, I just show up. You know, I speak, because I'm one of those people, and I'm learning not to be one of those people, but I'm so used to having a speaking engagement, showing up and just speaking and letting spirit or whatever come through. And I'm like, no, I have to be more professional. I have to write my speech, plan out my speech, you know, make it more like a script, to, you know, where this is what I'm going to say, but be flexible enough to change it and modify it for the audience.
Yeah, I think I want to say something to that, Sherifa, that if you are that kind of person, I don't think it hurts having an intro and an outro to your speech prepared and have your key points of what are the biggest takeaways I want the audience to take from this speech today. Because if you just show up, sometimes you end up forgetting the key points which you really wanted your audience to take away. So why are you speaking, and what is the goal? What is the big takeaway you want them to take away? So I think it's really important to, even if you don't prepare as much, but have an intro laid out and an outro laid out, because you want to get in strong and come out strong as a speaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you're speaking, I know this event is September, so we have a little way around, but what are some of the takeaways that you include when you speak?
It's about following your purpose. It's about the importance of following your purpose and why following your purpose can really change and make your business thrive. Those are some of the things which I include. I am starting to incorporate delegation now, because with the VA agency, people want to know why they need to delegate and how it can increase their business and make them thrive. But really the main things, the main takeaways for me, it's why everybody should really be following their calling, and why we have so much power and so much authority just by being in North America or wherever in the Western world, how we really have the power and authority to determine our destiny. There's nothing which can stop us from reaching our destiny. There's an opportunity right now in the online space. There's going to be double the number of people in the online space in the next few years. And I have no idea why somebody will sit down and say, I have no opportunity, because there's so much opportunity and we need to stop giving excuses and start taking action.
I love it. So let's go back to the virtual assistants. You know, you're going to add that into your speech, speaking about delegation. And one of the questions that I'm often asked is that business owners tend to find it very difficult to delegate. They find that nobody does the job as perfect, as ideal as they would do it. So what we do is we say, you know what, nobody can do this with me. I can't hire a good staff, I hire a good team, because I'm the only one who can make this come out correct. What do you say about that? And what do you say about delegation?
I say stop being a control freak.
That's the truth. Keep your mouth.
It's all about being controlling. Honestly, how do you expect to, if you're going to grow your business, you just need to let go. There is no way, Sharifa, you are going to take your business from what level it is right now to add another zero to it if you are still doing everything. So if you had 100,000, there's no way you can go to $1 million business with doing everything. You need to let go, because when you let go and concentrate on your unique ability, your unique zone of genius, things start happening, like wonders start happening. We all have our unique ability, as Dan Sullivan puts it. We all have this unique thing which we're good at. I'm good at speaking. I can speak all day nonstop. And if you try to put me into typing and writing an email, I freeze. And sometimes I do it because I have to do it, but I don't like doing that stuff. So if somebody can do it on my behalf, why wouldn't I give that person their unique zone? They can do it and they do it perfectly. Why wouldn't I give? Because there's no way, Sharifa, you are good at everything. I can tell you that.
I am. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just giving you a hard time, Timmy, but I'm just saying. But I agree completely, because I always tell people I was blessed with at least two gifts, and that's the gift of gab and the gift of manifestation. I don't even like to do a lot of texting. I'm like you. I don't really like to write all the time. Even a post, if I want to make a strong point about a post or say something on social media, I just go live so I can talk and speak. That's why, you know, I'm a video cast host, is because I love to speak. I don't like to write. I don't like to type. I went to college to be an accountant. I don't like crunching numbers. I like to speak. I like to talk. And I'm now in my purpose, in my calling, and finding what I was born to do. So with virtual assistants through your company, how does it work? How do they communicate? Is it through instant messenger? Is it through email? How do we speak? You know, do we have Zoom conferences, free conference call, whatever it's called, freeconferencecall.com calls? How do we do it?
Oh, it's very perfect. It's a smooth way. Basically, what we do is if you end up working with us, we have a project management system where we put your project in there, and you can just go in and check what have we done, what have we not done, how many minutes we've spent on your project, what are we missing. And we communicate through this project management software. If you want to talk, you can just talk, voice talk, and leave your message there, or you can just type in and leave your message, or you can just email and leave your message. We don't usually have Zoom calls, because that's a lot of time back and forth. We just usually just communicate via our project management software.
Okay. So with your virtual assistants, are they able to do any type of sales or lead generation aspect?
I haven't trained them to do sales. So the person who would be hiring them would have to train their own salespeople. And the reason I say that is because I hired a sales team before. So it's hard to get a sales team which is not, which doesn't talk your voice, your language. Because some people are push. And some people are, it's okay, gentle. So I think it's better to train your own sales people or train your VA. And if really somebody wanted somebody who is, they've done their own sales, but not in the online world, they will tend to train them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I think that there's so much that you, are you still doing real estate?
No.
No.
Well, no, in the sense that I am not actively buying properties. I still do have my real estate portfolio, which I bought when I bought it. It's being managed by a property manager. So I am not actively doing that.
Okay. Okay. So you got your hands in, you know, even though you're not actively managing, you have a property manager, you have your hands in quite a few things. So I want to go back to one of the things that you said about this safari to Africa. I want to hear about that. I might want to go. I've never been on an African safari. Tell me about that.
Okay. So, it is a very exciting trip. I'm bringing about six ladies from the Western world. They have to be all from the Western world because you guys are all Western world people, a dear friend.
Compliment or not. She's like, you guys are all just the Western world.
So, yeah. So anyways, I bring people from women from the Western world. And the reason I do this is because I realized that even though I was doing women empowerment in Africa, I realized that most of my friends here needed more women empowerment too. They needed more empowerment. It wasn't empowerment about finances, but it was empowerment about mindset, empowerment about how they look at things differently. So I started doing these trips where I bring women, six women, we come together, they meet the African women, they meet my students, they learn from them, they learn about their culture, they learn about the struggles and the breakthroughs they have. And Sharifa, everybody who's taken that trip comes back and says, oh my God, I thought I had it bad. And their business increases because they come back, all the excuses they've been giving themselves about, I can't hire because I do everything myself, go out of the, fly out of the window. All the excuses about, I can't do this because my air conditioning is not working today, fly out of the window. They come back, they take action, they just, their business just propels. And it's just an amazing trip if you're looking to just take your business to a next level and connect, reconnect with your bigger why. Because for me, it's all about your calling, your bigger why. Why did God put you in this place in the first place? And why are you not doing it?
So if we go to Africa, we come back to America, our business will improve. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I can't put guarantees on that, but yes.
I might have to go back to my roots, go back to Africa to come back and see things different. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about because it just in a personal side, my son, my 22-year-old, you know, he's one of those people that I have to remind sometimes. I'm like, son, you got first world problems, you know, because, you know, maybe the Wi-Fi went out and it's down for 20 minutes, you know, and it's like, that's the end of the world. I'm like, son, you know, people all over the world have so many other problems to deal with, like how far they have to walk to get water. You know what I mean? The Wi-Fi will come back up. You will be okay. You will live. So I think that that's wonderful. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Now, Timmy, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. It has definitely been a pleasure. But what I allow my guests to do at the end of every show is just speak directly to people who are watching it in the archives, and just let them know what you want them to take away from your interview.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for everybody who's listening. I had some few names. I forgot them already. There was a Lenny or something. So thank you, everybody, for watching. I just want to say, you know, just go back to your big why, to those things which have really been calling you, which you feel like you were put on this earth. If your mission was to maybe help other people stop breaking marriages or something like that, why don't you go back to that? What is holding you back? What's the worst that could happen if you could just go back and pursue your big why and pursue your mission and change other people's lives? Because we get so stuck up in our excuses about why we can't do things. But just think of it. If you are stuck up in your excuses of why you can't do it, what about that person who you're supposed to serve? What about that person who's waiting for you? Somebody could be dying right now because they're still waiting for you to figure out your excuse. So get over your excuse, get started, take action, and change the world, because we are all here for a bigger purpose.
I love it. Timmy said, get over your excuses because someone needs you to live. I love it. Please, again, let our viewers know where they can find more information about you.
Just go to my website, www.tembibega.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Tembibega, that's my name. And basically find us on our podcast, She Breaks Through. The through is THRIU, She Breaks Through. You can start listening to podcasts and just get inspired.
Absolutely. So Tembi, thank you for being a guest on today's episode of Ask Sharifa.
Thanks, Sharifa, for having me.
You are so welcome, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Karen, Victoria, Ty, Eric, Isabella, Arlene, Manuel, everyone who's listening to this in the archive. I definitely appreciate your support, and I definitely have to thank my sponsor, Fireball Approves. So if before you rent anything, whether it's for a vacation, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a home, you definitely want to make sure that listing is valid. You don't want to get scammed, and that's what Fireball Approves does. It checks it out, it verifies the listing for you, and it makes sure that it is Fireball Approved. So visit the website today at fireballapproves.com. If you want to be a guest for sponsorship opportunities or for more information, please visit the website at asksharifa.com. Until then, everyone have a wonderful day.
When you're looking to buy or rent a property, you need FireballApproves.com. They protect you against renter fraud and much more. Give us a call today at 904-580-6740 before you shop. If Fireball approves it, then you can rest assured that it's a safe deal. Why go anyplace else? With over 20 years of experience, you bet we've got your back. That's FireballApproves.com. Don't get scammed. Make sure Fireball approves. Agency number A180-00175. If you want to take your business to the next level, then you need InTheNewsPR.com. It's the perfect PR agency that can increase your business exposure, along with your media interest through thoughtful storytelling and strategic media campaigns. That's InTheNewsPR.com. Give us a call at 562-822-0965 and see how we can get your company in the news. From marketing and social media to public relations and interviews, we've got it covered. That's InTheNewsPR.com. Make sure everyone knows your business.